hey, you know what's a great shirt to wear? A shirt that says no
dad. Team dad joke.
No dad joke. Wehaveconcerns.com/shop and buy the no dad joke t-shirt. Some more secret pilot footage for that secret pilot we're doing. We've kidnapped a secret pilot.
Yeah.
He was flying over our airspace.
It was a secret. But you know what? He'll learn.
He's going to learn a lot of things. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Robots. We talk about them a lot on this show. And you know what we talk about most when it comes to robots, Anthony?
How they're going to kill us?
Yes. How they're going to kill us.
Because it's just a matter of how.
It's a matter of how. It's a matter of when.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if.
We're going to get to a point where they're better than they are. And if I was in their position, I would kill us too.
Anything that is better than anything else
deserves,
by rights,
yeah,
can just destroy anything beneath it.
I don't see any problem with this. You're stating it back to me like it's supposed to teach me a lesson about myself.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion that we have about whether we can trust robots. How much integration do robots have in our lives? Can we trust AI? Should we be developing AI? Can we trust robots? But Anthony, you know the question we never ask? Can robots trust us?
Well, people have been asking that question. Some very smart dudes at McMaster University and Ryerson University in Ontario.
Ryerson!
Yep, I think it's the Ned Ryerson Memorial University.
Bing again! That's when you get your grades. They're like, bing!
These guys created a robot called Hitchbot that everybody has been talking about lately.
Yes.
And there's a reason everybody's been talking about Hitchbot. Hitchhiked across the Netherlands,
yeah.
Hitchhiked across Germany,
yeah.
Hitchhiked across Canada. The whole idea is like, can a robot trust human beings to help it get to where it's going?
Up to this point, it has had a remarkably successful series of journeys, hitchhiking, using the kindness of strangers, conversing with them, riding along,
yeah,
traveling hundreds of kilometers.
It's got AI to a certain extent. It can look things up for people. It can make small talk. It's just this adorable robot that's looking for a ride.
He does. He looks like cobbled together out of garbage.
Yeah. He's like just TikTok.
Yeah.
He's like TikTok. He's just there. He's the Army of Oz. He's just this adorable little guy who's trying to help. So they decided that it was time for Hitchbot to see America.
Yeah. He was developed by Canadians. He traveled to Europe. Next stop, US of A.
Yep. Well, we killed him.
It didn't take us long either.
We fucked him right up.
Yeah.
He got to Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, which, as we all know, is an ironic name. Yeah, they messed him up real good. They trashed him.
Yeah.
They thrashed him in a way that only America can, really.
USA! USA!
What is wrong with us?
Yeah, man.
Why was it us?
Why? Well, you know what?
If
it was
going to
be anybody, yeah.
How could it not be? They couldn't get it to Australia.
No.
If they had gotten it to Australia, I think it would have been the same.
The difference, though, is that people wouldn't have destroyed it in Australia. It would have been some giant creature that just picked it up and brought it to its lair and
some sort of mix between a spider and a falcon would have just came down from the sky and eaten Hitchbot.
Somehow the robot got poisoned? I didn't even know that was a possibility, but it happened.
It shouldn't be. The robot has no circulatory system.
Yeah, and yet Australia poisoned it somehow. I don't know how that even happened.
All the Australians are like, fuck yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's right.
That's right.
That'll teach you, Hitchbot.
Oh, I just got bit by a squid. You have squids on the ground here? Yeah.
Yeah, in trees too.
This says a lot. This says a lot about us, I think.
It doesn't say anything good about us. It's a really sad commentary.
I've seen a lot of people say, like, okay, well, yeah, it made it through Germany. Yeah, it made it through the Netherlands. Like, but it was bound to be destroyed eventually. And I want everyone to know that everybody I know that said that is a fucking American.
Yeah, if it hadn't gotten destroyed, I would have destroyed it, is what they're saying.
Yeah, they're basically like, look, it was bound to happen because if it had gotten to me, I would have taken it apart real good. Why? Yeah, why? I don't know.
Because we can't have nice things, Anthony.
Can I tell you something, Jeff?
Tell me something.
I maybe would have smashed it.
No, you wouldn't have.
Maybe. I don't know.
You put up a front, but you would not have smashed
Hitchbot. What would I have done if I had come across Hitchbot on the road? I don't know. Who could, like, it's all
maybe Hitchbot shouldn't have said what it said.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Here's my question. Is it that we are the worst, or is it that Hitchbot behaves in a way that is just an affront to American culture?
Hello! Please pick me up.
Oh!
I need a ride.
Look at that. Sure, little buddy, come on in.
Thank you. You are so fat.
Oh, well, that's not true. I mean, I'm a little husky, but...
Keep your eyes on the road, jackass.
I mean, I am looking at the road. I was also looking at you while we were talking. We haven't started
moving
yet.
Are you a cowboy?
No.
Eating Big Macs all day long, cowboy, aren't you?
No, I don't, I'm actually a vegetarian. I try to be a vegetarian. I try to do the Meatless Monday thing because I hear it's better for the environment. But, you know, it's
not
always...
Have you murdered anyone today, cowboy?
Whoa, okay. All right, there's no need for that. I'm just... Where do you need to go, little buddy? I'm happy to take you wherever you need to go.
I'm going west.
Okay.
You know, the land you raped?
Oh.
The people you slaughtered?
I didn't do that. I'm second generation American. I'm Dutch.
Your people destroyed so much.
No, I didn't. We didn't destroy anything. I didn't.
You pillage
and rape the land. I'm just trying to take you where you want to go. I'm just trying to help you get to where you need to be.
You need
to... son of a bitch bastard fuck.
You need more gas in your gas guzzling SUV?
Oh, I have an SUV because I have 3 children and 2 dogs. I need to get the family around because I swear I am not doing this. I'm not doing this. I've spoke to my...
What are you? Chicken?
Oh, I have been going to counseling for my anger, and I am not going to let you talk me into this, you little son of a bitch mop bucket fuck!
No, please, no!
You son of a motherfucker! I can't! Oh, boy, I blacked out.
So,
I had a blackout.
So typical.
I'm gonna have to call Dr. Masters and schedule a second session for this week. I've been making so much progress. I'm gonna go shoot somebody.
Go Phillies.
Go Phillies.
Is this a commentary on robots or is it a commentary on hitchhiking?
Oh.
Maybe.
What are you even doing on the road?
Maybe we shouldn't have a robot that can hitchhike all the way across America. Maybe this is a lesson for our young people.
That's like having a robot that can spin its dad's gun in its hands. You know?
Yeah.
Is it the dad's fault? Right. I don't know. That robot shouldn't be playing with his gun. Guns are not for playing. They're very serious, robot. Don't you spin it. Okay, you are adorable. Okay,
look,
keep spinning.
Look at me go.
I'm looking at you.
Now I'm a cowboy.
You are a cowboy. Look at you, you little cowboy, you little... Oh! Oh!
Take that, American pig.
Oh!
Suck it.
You son of a...
Blame Canada my ass.
You got me good. It's your God-given right to do that to me, and I'm not going to take it from you, because that's what I believe. If only I had had 2 guns...
Second Amendment, motherfucker.
I could have stopped you from shooting your 1 gun, and then if somebody had come along with 3 guns, I mean, obviously they're allowed to do whatever they want.
It's all a series of ricochets.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I think maybe it's good that hitchhiking... isn't working out. You know, I was always taught... Have you ever hitchhiked? I've always taught it was dangerous, stranger danger.
You know, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
I think I would.
I think we came up in an entire generation that was so disincentivized to hitchhike that none of us ever even did it. It's a thing that kind of died out.
Yeah.
And I think all of our parents' generation did it. It was a thing that happened. And then somewhere in the 80s, everyone decided that sex will kill you. Cocaine is bad. This is your brain on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And also hitchhiking. Can't do it.
There was a really interesting, I want to say it was either This American Life or a Radiolab because, I mean, look at the way I dress. It had to be one of the two. but there was a guy who followed kids around in a small town. He was a researcher, not a creeper. And he went to this small town to just see what kids do when adults aren't around. Like little kids, just see the way they play and the way they interact. And everybody was fine with him doing that. And these kids would go play like in the woods and they'd go play by a lake. And then this guy came back to this town like 20-something years later, 30 years later, and was looking at it now. And all of these kids who had grown up playing in the woods, doing whatever they wanted, they're all on tape, just like self-governing, doing whatever they like, would not let their kids go anywhere because of stranger danger.
Huh.
Those kids were not allowed to play outside by themselves. You know, they were very much like, who's the parent that's going to be there? You can't just ride off on your bike. What kind of a person rides off on their bike?
Except for it was them when they were young.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious that this robot was created in Canada. I think that's the only place. I think that's the only place it could have been created.
But I mean, it went through Germany and the Netherlands too.
Yeah.
Although I'll
tell
you.
But it had
you,
like a Canadian sticker on it. Having, so they're like, we'll let it go.
Yeah, it's just like, oh no, it was not one of those people. It was a very nice Canadian.
It's a Canadian. What are you going to do? They're so polite.
Yeah, if it was an American robot, it would have had a defense mechanism built right into it. You know, it would have had a series of saw blades that pop out if you try to fuck with it.
Here's what's nuts. As soon as it was destroyed, not only were we kind of proud of it in a weird way, like Deadspin ran an article that was called Hitchbot was a bucket of garbage and got what it deserved. And, you know, like there were a lot of like snark pieces about it.
Right.
But there was also a hoax video that came out on YouTube where these guys were pretending that they were the people that destroyed Hitchbot.
Yeah, they like were caught on surveillance video destroying Hitchbot.
Because they immediately wanted to take credit for it and get the hundreds of thousands of hits or whatever that they would get.
Right.
So not only are we the culture that destroyed Hitchbot, we're also like all racing to the corpse.
Yeah, we're proud of it. We want to be get our notoriety for destroying something nice and sweet. We're horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny is this is a long-term experiment that's been run by two academics. Mm-hmm. So over the past few years, these guys have been monitoring these conversations and seeing Hitchbot's project or seeing Hitchbot's progress and sort of extrapolating these conclusions about human nature, right?
Yeah.
So this is an academic study to see who is trustworthy and who is not, who is essentially good and who is not. And we fucking failed. Nobody else failed.
I know.
Why did we fail?
Because we're...
movie in the 80s was about finding a robot buddy. That's all any of us want.
Dude, we are the planet's id. We are the id. We're the country that represents the id. If Canada is the superego, you know, we are the id, and it sucks.
Here's the thing. I do know that up until I was about 22, 23 years old, I probably would have kicked the shit out of Hitchbot.
Really?
If I was the kind of kid who would have seen Hitchbot and been like, hilarious, watch what I can do.
That makes me sad.
As like some sort of, I think it's funny, it's a show of power, I don't know, like fuck you and whatever it is you're doing, it's stupid, here's what I'm doing. I feel like that's kind of, and I want to say, I believe that Hitchbot was destroyed by some younger dudes. I want to say it was younger dudes.
It certainly wasn't like a group of roaming chicks who are like, let's fuck up this robot.
A bunch of grandmas.
Yeah.
It was a band of roving road grandmas.
They like came out of their Sunday matinee movie viewing that they all meet up for.
Hello, I am Hitchbot.
Oh, look, little Hitchbot.
I am trying to get to California. Can you help me?
Mildred, what are you doing? Found a Hitchbot. It's talking right to me.
What on earth is a Hitchbot?
It's this thing right here. Take a look.
Hello. Oh. I am your friendly friend Hitchbot. I have come to see the United States.
Hey, Mildred, could you grab the tire iron out of the back of the car?
Yeah, ask it if it thinks it has a soul.
Do you have a soul, little man?
I can Wikipedia soul for you. A soul is a spiritual belief that the individuals
beliefs
and thoughts
all
live somewhere intangible inside itself.
Harriet, will you hold my purse?
The belief in a soul is said to be one of the things that separates humans from animals.
Josephine, will you hold my heels? I just need to.
And also,
I just need to hunker down.
Gives them the ability to care for others.
Don't.
Shut up, Robin.
Clang, clang.
Oh God! I just wanted to see California.
Don't throw out your hip beating up the little man.
The ocean. Wikipedia ocean. Okay. I want to see it before I die.
All right.
I think that thing was an abomination, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Why what? I'm so old.
Is it time for Mahjong?
Oh, dear. I'm tired in a way that means we've killed again. I'm going to call my grandson to pick us up.
Get in the car!
Yeah, I don't think it was killed by anybody other than adolescent teen boys who give zero shits about anything.
They're too cool, you know.
They're too cool to give shits.
I don't know. Why give a shit? I'd rather take shits all over your laws,
exactly,
old man.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think there is a systemic thing that makes the youth of America much more. I mean, kids are rage filled no matter where they are.
Right.
But there's just something that we do in America that just pokes at that rage and just wants it
mixed with a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And never having to work for anything and feeling like, hey, we just deserve it all.
I'm saying is if you ever watched a movie in the 80s about a road trip or an adventure or anything with a robot buddy, you motherfuckers were given the chance.
You had the chance.
You were about to live the dream, and instead, you were like the government agency that had either guns or walkie-talkies or whatever
depending on what iteration you saw.
Destroy whatever's beautiful, you fucks.
You know what, Anthony? I bet this robot would not have been destroyed if it was a robot that taught Kevin James how to dance. If it looked like Will Smith and it taught Kevin James how to dance.
Is that a real movie or a fake movie?
That's Hitch.
He's not a robot.
I know. That's the joke part. It's a Hitchbot. If it was a robot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. End it now. End it now. I'm not going to do your dad joke gymnastics.
If it was a robot that
Mildred,
taught Kevin...
get the tire iron.
I'm coming.
Jeff, you deserve this.
Oh, that robot knows how to dance.
I don't know, you guys. I would love to know what you think the motivation was behind the destruction of Hitchbot.
And why do we have to be so senselessly destructive?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Why can't we have nice things?
If you can just fit that into 140 characters.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Actually, you know what? That is kind of a long thing to leave in a tweet. A great thing you could do, which would also help the podcast, is you can go to iTunes or whatever platform you listen to the show on. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, we need those 5-star reviews because they help with discoverability of the show.
Yeah, but don't write a review. It's going to ask you to write one. Just leave the 5-star rating.
Yeah, no one reads those reviews anyway. It's a waste of your time.
So what you do is, in the space where they want you to write a review, you just write who you think killed Hitchbot and why.
Yeah, that's good. We maybe can get that conspiracy theory solved. Also, that leaves room for you to tweet at us whether or not you've actually ever hitchhiked, which I'm curious about.
Oh, yeah, and just hashtag that...
Tire iron.
Oh boy. I hope that doesn't make sense in the context of your story.